Welcome to hour three of Rural War Room's Memorial Show. It's not going to be all as sad as that, though.
Those dogs sound so sad.
They sound so sad. But now we're going to be playing some really great stuff. If you want to stay tuned, we have a Shirley Q. Liquor commentary later. We're going to hear some really, you know, just rare stuff by some people who are no longer with us.
James Marshall Hendricks right now?
Ah, I've heard of this James Marshall Hendricks.
Yeah, he was quite the thing in his time.
Well, this is a Rural War Room Radio's Memorial Show. Please find us at ruralwarroom.com.
Stand next to your body. Stand, baby. Let me stand. Stand, baby. Let me be quiet. Listen here, baby. Step back and slow down, crazy. You say your mom ain't home and ain't my concern. So play with me and you won't burn. I have the only one itch in the sign. Let me stand next to your.
Yes, and live Jimi Hendrix on Rural War Room Radio. Stay tuned, we got more of it.
I'd like to do a frustrating type of song for you. It's called Manic Depression, a story about a cat wishing he could make love to music instead of the same old everyday woman, okay? As soon as the amplifiers get together.
Manic depression, searching my soul. Thought I know what I want, but I just don't know what about getting in the way.
might as well know, baby, I got great big eyes for you. Ain't no sense to fight it, 'cause there just ain't nothing you can do. Every time I call your name, I wanna see you standing by. So put it in your mind, girl, 'cause I'm your man until I die. If you get a feeling you wanna quit the scene, throw it out your mind. Can't quit, yes, this is it. Every word I said shall stand. Hear me, love me always. Please don't stop. My heartstring will take a swing. I believe my heartstring just might pop. Stop flapping your jaws, 'cause you know you can't get away. I mean to make you mine. I mean to make you fall in love with me or change night and day. And by then you'll know I'm not lying. Everybody know, everybody heard what you said. Means that it's true. A love like ours is got it made. Gonna spend the rest of my life with you. You heard it, he heard it, my little head. Every doggone word I said. If I can't be your man while you alive, I'll be your man when you're dead. Baby, just you wait and see.
was quite something. That was Danny Gatton once again from the CD called Cruisin' Deuces, and that was, of course, Harlem Nocturne, a great song.
Cut, man.
Yeah, he could play the hell out of that.
He did play the hell out of the guitar. Before that, we heard Screamin' Jay Hawkins, one of our favorite artists.
Oh, yeah.
Love to play him. I'm Your Man. That was hard to pick for him. He passed away a while back, and it's hard to pick. That was a really soulful one, I think, for him.
Not to mention that even when he was alive, he used to start off his gigs being carried on stage in a coffin and would climb out of the coffin to sing his voodoo R&B mix.
He was so cool. I wish we had more artists.
He was an entertainer. He was an entertainer.
And maybe
vaudeville was more filled with, I hesitate to call him a freak show, but he certainly played into a certain aspect of that.
I
think there's a certain amount of good-hearted, amateurish joy that's brought to you through that sort of... Not that he was in any sense an amateur. He could really sing. What a voice. But I think that there needs to be more of a market for this uncultured expression of joy and
the type of
joy in life, yes.
That we really enjoy playing on the show. We really do try to bring you that type of, like Elton and Betty, honest music.
We will cut you an awful lot of slack on technique if you are oddball, original, and heartfelt, which is an odd combination. Anyway. Before that, we heard Perez Prado doing Perdido. That's a nice old one when the band was still nice and tight. Before that...
We heard Dee Warzog from... they're actually from Chicago. Dying in Paradise is the name of that cut.
That's an odd name for a band from Chicago.
I know. It sounds German.
Before that, the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Yes, all three of them are now dead. Jimi Hendrix, Mitch Mitchell, and Noel Redding. Heard them doing Fire and Manic Depression from the Winterland October 68 recordings. I believe it was three nights there at the Winterland, and they really spent their time...
That was so cool. That's all I was going to say. Please go on. I'm sorry.
Spent their time setting up the equipment to get a really good document of what the experience sounded like at the height of their power.
That was pretty amazing. I heard those cuts. How many times did you see Hendrix?
Only five times.
Oh, only five times. Okay. Well, in case you don't know, this is the memorial show, and we're playing not only people who are no longer living, but a few songs about death and dying, and
And we're also playing songs about people that, by people that are dead.
That too. Yeah. So stay tuned. In fact, you can give us a call here at the station. We'd love to hear from you at 501-433-0088 locally and toll-free 1-888-299-1088. We're going to give a free T-shirt and a free CD away to the next person that can tell me what this song is. This is Rural War Room Radio.
Well, I'm sorry for his wife and kid that he's dead, but if he was sick, he should have said.
Stick with us here. This is some really rare Carl Stalling. So stick with us here.
Thank you. He says his mama was scared by a pawnbroker's son.
Let's go to that mountaintop. Yeah, yeah.
Mule train.
Yeah, come on, boy. Yeah.
Mule train. Clippity clopping along the mountain chain. Seems as how they never stop. Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clopping along. Now there's a plug and jaw tobacco bar rancher in Corona, a guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona, a dress of calico for pretty Navajo. Get along,
Mew!
Get along.
Yeah, let's go, boy, come on!
Mule train,
yeah, yeah!
Mule train, clippity-clopping around the mountain chain. Soon they're gonna reach the top. Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clopping along. Ah, there's some cotton thread and needles for the folks away out yonder, a shovel for a miner who left his home to wander, some rheumatism pills for the settlers in the hills. Get along,
Mew!
Get along.
Come on, easy up there, Judy. Let's go, Carp. Ha, ha! Mew, come on, Mew!
Mule train, mule train, clippity-clopping through the wind and rain. They'll keep going till they drop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's a letter full of sadness and it's black around the border, a pair of boots for someone who had them made to order, a bottle in the pack for the Reverend Mr. Black. Get along,
mew!
I get along, Mew. I get along.
Yeah, come on, boy. Yeah, come on, Stanley. Let's go. Yeah, eat it up. Yeah. Whoa.
Thank you.
That is the mighty Roy Smack. And he's got to be great to go into show business with a name like Roy Smack. And I'm not saying anything against the Smack family or the...
Oh, no.
Are all the Smacks out there. But he is magnificent. He played guitar, mandolin, banjo, wrote instruction booklets that are still used even to this day for all three of those instruments. An amazing
really
instrumental.
Guitar.
Yeah. And he had a special love for the Hawaiian music. And
I can't say I blame him. You know, the more... It's one of those things I hate to say, as you get a little bit older, you start to... I don't know, like that stuff a little more. It's kitschy and like...
Yeah.
I mean, the more Japanese music I listen to as well, they're so influenced by... There's so many things in there, you know, like...
But, Pat, there's some sort of enjoyment in the enjoyment of kitsch where you're kind of making fun of yourself and your old frameworks of reference, you know?
That's very true.
And if you could adjust that so you can go, oh, man, this is terrible, but I love this so. I mean, I don't know why I love this, but it's terrible.
Way, yeah.
Everything tells me I should be hating this, and I love it. So, you know, frame of reference.
Embrace those things, a frame of reference. Before that, we heard Zap and Roger. That was one of Roger's cuts. It might have been released as a 45 as a solo cut for Roger. The song is called Do It, Roger.
And before that, Rod McCune. I think he's dead. Oh, gosh.
I believe he is.
I mean, I hate to say I hope he is, but...
Right, right.
That was Rob McCune doing Mule Train from McGinn.
And that was a really cool, fake, very fake version of that.
No, I like Mule Train no matter who does it. Yeah. Yeah.
Before that, we heard Carl Stalling, a real fave. We just love all the old Warner Brothers scoring.
He's a genius.
His work was amazing on those cartoons. And Mel Blanc was the voice talent in that Porky and Wacky Land, which is, I mean, one of the best periods for Warner Brothers cartoons. And
they made that one twice, and both of them are... off-the-wall cartoon surrealism for people who didn't experience surrealism in any other way than looking at these wacky cartoons going, that's weird. I like weird.
They were totally for adults, too. It's so strange that animation ended up being kind of a thing that seemed to be for children. Because
They had to be for both because they were shown in movie theaters. So you had a mixed audience, so it had to appeal to everyone.
Yeah.
Once they got on TV, they could specify it as... For being just for children.
Yeah.
And once that happened, the Hanna-Barbera institution, they showed that it doesn't even have to be good animation to get kids to watch it.
True. You might even say that Hanna-Barbera kind of broke ground for South Park, you know, and as far as no effort required.
There's a little bit more... subversive attitude in a South Park than there ever was in a
Hanna-Barbera. But Hanna-Barbera was really coming, I guess the bottom of the barrel was
I learned better, you know. I watched my share of Huckleberry Hound and Quick Draw McGraw and all those lovable Hanna-Barbera characters. Oh,
we
yeah.
really appreciate all of you staying with us and chatting, and thank you for the calls and emails. And we're not done yet. Oh, sorry.
Nope, sorry.
Before Carl Stalling.
Carl Stalling, we had Ima Sumac doing Tumpa, which means earthquake. And before that...
That was the one. You were wrong, all of you. I wish I could tell you the artist's name, but the song is... Who killed Davy Moore? I'm dropping things now.
Which I believe is a Bob Dylan song.
Yeah, I believe so. And the artist is still a mystery. It's on a really old mixtape I've got. I was hoping somebody would call in and guess that one, but nobody even guessed the song. So we don't have any Bob Dylan fans listening, I guess. But that's okay. That's all right. So we're coming up on the hour.
Was it maybe the other guy in Wham? What was his name?
Oh, Andrew Ridgely? No, that married one of the Bananarama girls.
Really?
It was not him, no. And, and the other Bananarama girl that married Dave Stewart from Eurythmics. It's all very weird, isn't it? I don't know.
I I personally like the other Dave Stewart, who is in Matching Mole and a lot of the Canterbury groups, who says, I'm a keyboard player, I'm not the guy in that other group. I can't play guitar either, he says. Oh, boy.
So there you go. Woo. So in case you don't know, this is the Rural War Room radio show.
It certainly is.
That's us. And I'm Donovan Suit.
I'm Byron Werner. We're happy to be here. We're overjoyed to be sharing our unusual taste in music with you. And
it's so fun to talk and stuff. And thank you very much for listening. And we're very happy to be here.
And we're not going to hurt you.
No.
We may
we're just trying to weed
expose
out
you to something that you haven't ever heard or wanted to hear before, but may show you that
you might
under the right circumstances, it might sound kind of cool. Who knows?
True.
Yeah.
That's true. This is the memorial show, which we're just playing artists who are dead or, songs about being dead. Or we might even get into murder. So watch out. We're going to get some kind of crazy stuff. So we're here every Tuesday night. We start now. It's Wednesday morning here, of course, but we start at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time and keep going for like
at least till 2.
4 hours.
Yeah.
Something like that.
At least 4 hours.
At least.
You never know.
We're going to go longer.
We're crazy.
So stay tuned.
We're
coming up upon the hour. We're going to take care of some business. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
Find us at ruralwarroom.com, please.